This is State House Week, a look at events in the State General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. This week saw its share of political discord at the State House as committees in both the House and the Senate worked to craft plans to fix the state's crumbling roads, while the governor again warned that she would veto any roads plan that raises taxes without an accompanying tax cut.
Look, we're not going to go with a tax increase. They might as well not waste their time because we just won't go there at all. We will let everything fall to the wayside before we allow the people of South Carolina to see a tax increase.
Governor Haley, through a news conference and a letter to lawmakers, expressed her displeasure that both bodies' plans so far call for raising the current 16 cents per gallon gas tax, as well as a number of other user fees. The House version does propose a slight reduction in the state income tax. The governor is proposing a 2% cut in the income tax to offset any new taxes. Most members of the Senate Finance Committee seem to think that fixing roads shouldn't be tied to anything else, like cutting the income tax. Lexington Senator Nikki Setzler, the ranking Democrat on the committee, called the roads problem horrendous and said people simply want them fixed.
That's what they want. They want the roads of South Carolina fixed. And that's what we need to be talking about. It really doesn't have anything to do with partisan politics. It doesn't have anything to do with the governor. It's about the deplorable condition we got, and we need to be addressing that. And we don't need to be mixing it up.
On the House side, Speaker Jay Lucas responded to Haley's warning letter with his own letter, urging her to help create a roads plan instead of making veto threats. The bill the House will consider in April was a bipartisan effort led by Republican Representative Gary Simrell of Rock Hill.
Because our roads don't need to wait anymore. Safety of our citizens is at stake. And so I see the House passing in early April an infrastructure reform package and sending it to the Senate.
The House bill would also reform the state DOT commission, making it a cabinet agency. The governor has been at odds with both chambers on other matters this session, the Senate over ethics reform and the House over a proposed borrowing plan. On Tuesday, Haley appeared before a meeting of realtors in Columbia and advised them if they visited the State House to, quote, make sure you take a good shower when you leave. That didn't sit well with many legislators, and it prompted House Speaker Lucas to make a rare speech from the House well. Lucas said the governor's comments were beneath her office.
To the governor directly, we have worked hard to maintain a decent working relationship with open conversation so that we can move our state forward. I believe a debate centered on personal attack should not be tolerated and is not conducive to the legislative process. I believe the comments yesterday were unwarranted. I believe they were unprovoked.
Lucas said the governor owes the House, where Haley once served, an apology. The governor's spokeswoman said Haley's comments weren't personal. Another major issue which could see the Senate and the House in different corners this session is criminal domestic violence reform. The Senate has passed a bill establishing stronger penalties for abusers and making it illegal for persons convicted of CDV to own a gun. This week, the House Judiciary Committee passed a similar bill, but without a gun ban. Advocates feel the gun ban is important, pointing to the fact that most women killed by spouses or partners in South Carolina are shot to death. The full House will consider the measure next month. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.